out at the top of the hour. There's a wonderful, inspiring organization called Empowered by the Light, speaking of lighting a candle in the dark. Marco Crapels is with us. He is the executive director of Empowered by the Light. He is at the San Francisco International Airport, hopefully still with us before he hops on a plane to go back to Zambia, which is where they're doing their great work. Hey, Marco.
Hey, Betsy, how are you? Sorry for the bad signal. It's amazing that I'm going to have better cell phone reception in rural Zambia than I have in Silicon Valley.
I believe that. So tell us, because we only have about 10 minutes, Marco. I know you've got to hop on a plane, and we'll be out of time at the top of the hour. Whose vision was this to start this great work?
Well, I was inspired by a New York Times article written by Elizabeth Rosenthal about how people in rural Africa would benefit greatly if they were able to get solar-powered lighting instead of kerosene lighting. And after reading that article during this time, I said, I agree. And we've got the right people here. Let's bring them together and let's do something. So that's how it got started.
And, of course, food and famine is such a big issue right now in parts of Africa, and light would be, up there right after that, basic needs.
Absolutely. I mean, through light, the 50 schools that we're going to power up, these kids that spend the night at schools, by the way, because there's only about one school per 100-mile radius and they walk to the school, these kids are going to be able to study, and through education they will be able to advance, and will be able to hopefully provide better for their families.
How do you do this? How do you do your work? Is it a nonprofit that you get funding for? Because it does seem like such a bright idea, pardon the pun.
Yeah, it's a nonprofit. I took some time off from my banking career. My employer granted me a sabbatical. I donated a couple of months of my salary, which my employer matched, and then just got started. And then I encouraged other great organizations that are sustainably minded, like Cliff Bar, Longevity, and many other great organizations that have since partnered up to follow and join us. And they have. And we raised some good money at a fundraiser in San Francisco, and more great people are coming on board. As a matter of fact, I can tell you live on the show that Mark Ruffalo, great actor, sustainable actor who's fighting gas fracking, as you know, which is a really important issue, he has just joined our board. So we're moving full steam ahead with renewable solutions.
And so you're not only helping the poor families of Zambia to be able to have light, which makes all things possible, but you're also not contributing any more greenhouse gases to this imperiled planet of ours. So it seems like such a win-win. I just love it. Are you expanding quickly, and can you, go beyond Zambia, or do you have your hands full just with that?
Well, right now we're focused on powering up 50 schools in the Shungambo district, which is like the size of Connecticut. And that's going to take most of our efforts for the remaining part of this year. However, I do believe we're going to get a lot more funding and hope that we get more funding. And then most likely we'll expand to other nations where the need is high, and Mozambique may be the next one. But right now our focus is on Zambia to measure the results. The impact. We have professors from Yale and Dartmouth that are helping us with an impact assessment. We want to report those results, and if we can prove that we do a good job, then we hope to raise a lot more funding and do a lot more countries.
And it's pretty amazing what a dollar can do. It really goes far when it comes to these solar kits, correct?
It is amazing. I mean, with $20, we can buy one of these solar-powered LED lighting kits that really changes someone's life. I mean, imagine, there are 50 schools, there are thousands of kids who spend their night at the school that they have at 6 p.m. And because of our light, their day is extended with at least 3 or 4 more productive hours. And they read. I mean, they will. We visited one of these schools, Betsy, and we gave them the lights. The next day we came back at 8 p.m., and there were all these kids gathered around the light studying. So they will do this productively, and it has a huge impact.
And I think about all the kids in America, adults too for that matter, who take light for granted, electricity for granted, I suppose we all do, until it goes out and then we are, acutely aware of it, and leaving lights on all the time. It's such a shame that we have such an abundance here and that we're squandering, resources that we really don't even need to be using, while others are still literally in the dark. And I just love anything that kind of tries to level the playing field just a little bit, and you are doing that. And good for you. And I know that star power always helps, and I'm glad you have Mark Ruffalo on board. You also have another star, Adrienne Grenier from Entourage, as part of your group, part of your Entourage.
Yeah, Adrian is a big supporter of his organization, Shift, SHFT, and, you know, and with the help of people like Adrian and Mark, you know, we'll get more visibility, and also hopefully just because of our work. I mean, the impact is great. We're going to have a documentary. Josh Fox, the producer of Gasland, is coming on this trip with us. And, you know, we'll have some really exciting things to report when we get back. And with the help of people like yourselves and your station, hopefully we can get the message out that, you know, there is a better way to power 1.6 billion people who don't have any power right now. And there's no need to build on a coal-fired power plant or some other gas well to be drilled.
I understand you're also partnering with Global Greens. They do a lot of great work around the planet.
Yes, Global Green USA is one of our project partners, and their leader, Matt Peterson, is a good friend of mine, and he has been very instrumental and has given me some very good advice on how to get, you know, a foundation off the ground, because it's a lot of work, and you get a lot of no's and you get a few yeses, so it's also quite humbling.
you live for those yeses. And are you still on leave from your banking job? I would imagine it's probably hard to go back to the 9-to-5 after doing such important work elsewhere.
You know, it's amazing to do something full-time that you're really passionate about. And not to say I wasn't passionate about my banking job, because we do finance a lot of renewable projects here in this great state. But, I'm going to have mixed feelings going back, but it's because of this banking job that I was able to get a Rolodex to get something like this off the ground. So I'm very mindful of that as well.
And just give us a little, paint a picture of just sort of the cultural shock you must go when you leave the Bay Area in the, you know, very entitled United States with so much abundance and then go into a place like Zambia. Is it kind of a emotional transition that you have to make? And then when you come back here, it might be just as difficult, I imagine.
You know, it's very emotional because this is my second trip this summer. I'm going back for a couple of weeks, and I was earlier this summer. And when you get to a place that takes you 37 hours to travel to, that is 7 hours of a road, there's no road where I am, and you sit in this little community with about 80 huts, 600 people, and a little school that is made of clay and straw, and one water pump and a vegetable garden, and you realize suddenly that it is actually, these are very sustainable communities. These are off-the-grid communities that we actually hear are longing for, and how beautiful that is in its simplicity. And they don't need all our toys, and they don't need all our devices. They just need a better way to get light, and kerosene is a thing of the past, and we're replacing that. And when you see that impact, that is indeed very emotional, and you know, you do shed a tear when you sit, you know, in the middle of these people next to the only water pump in the village at night, under light, having a conversation, light that you provided. That is emotional, absolutely.
And as simple as their life is compared to ours, I suspect, without even having to do a poll, they're even happier than we are per capita. Sometimes simpler life, and I don't mean to glorify poverty by any means, but it seems that, you know, we have so much, and we're not necessarily appreciating it.
Absolutely. It puts things in perspective. And, you know, we don't need to tell these people a lot. They already know so much. You know, there are ways to help them without imposing our life onto them. And this is one way of doing that. I'm very grateful that we have this opportunity to do this with empoweredbylight.org.
And how can people support your great work, Marco?
You know, I would say go to visit the website, empoweredbylight.org, navigate through it, and send us your comments and your ideas. And, of course, you know, we, you know, with any foundation, at some point we're going to run out of funding because we've bought so many lights, thousands of them, and we need to buy a lot more. So, and any other advice, academic advice, implementation advice, or financial support would be much, much appreciated.
And you said Zongevity is the manufacturer of these solar kits?
No, this particular solar kit is made by Lemnos, but Zongevity is partnered up with us, and we're going to make an announcement soon, but we're going to do Some more work with Longevity, and there'll be an announcement coming out soon. But they did sponsor this financially, and we're going to extend our partnership with them, and some announcement will be forthcoming soon. Great company, Longevity, and I'll be with a T-shirt proudly.
Oh, wonderful. Well, thanks so much for speaking with us on your way to yet another trip to Zambia, and continue your great work. Good luck with all that.
Thank you so much for having me on, Betsy.
It was a pleasure. Been speaking with Marco Crapels. He's a hard guy to pin down. He's on the move, but I'm glad we got him for a few minutes to just share some good news about what is going on out there. It's so important when I do find solutions, people who are out there on the green front lines. That's where the name of the show came from, by the way. I like to share it with our listeners. So I hope you've enjoyed this program, this edition of The Green Front. If you joined us midway, you can get the archives either at the Progressive Radio Network website or at mine, which is thegreenfront.com. Hope you've enjoyed this edition of the program. I'll see you next week. In the meantime, have a great green one.